Okay, good. Are you still reading your book, Nancy?
Yes, I'm going along with it, but I've been sort of actually veering off because after a year of fear of having a party, I'm actually having a party, not this weekend, but the following weekend. And
woo-hoo!
So I'm cramming for it. So my other reading has gone falling by the wayside a little. Very
so
nervous,
share,
so I've been
let
cramming.
Let me just share with you one thing on that. Is
okay.
If you're using the product, then you're
you
going to
I
be
am.
Right. Of course you are, of course. So
I'm using everything.
That's great. So, see, you're just going to tell them what you're doing. So you've already got it made.
Yeah, you know what it is? I have a little public speaking fear, so that's kind of what it is. So I got to kind of rehearse or I'll be too nervous. You know?
Way to push through it, Nancy.
Woohoo!
Huh?
Hi, Katie.
Way to push through
yeah.
it. Hey, that's
yeah.
awesome.
See how much better I've been doing? And I think it's because of all these this class, actually, that
Yay!
I've been doing so much better, I think, I feel.
Good.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Oh, who else did we have come on after Nancy?
Sorry?
Brenda is calling in, but she cannot speak. She sent me a text.
Brenda cannot speak.
That was her. She cannot speak. Yes.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm going to have
Brenda.
To mute pretty soon, too.
Yeah. Or else we're going to hear all kind of gospel in the background.
Well, Brenda, get your lemon ready because you're going to have to speak to people sometime today.
No. She's at work. She's at work. Oh. She didn't know if she'd be able to talk or not, where she is.
Okay. Yeah, that calls for a lemon anyway. That'll get rid of it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down with my list and see who's here and who's not, and I'll skip Nancy and Brenda since I already know that they're here. Nancy, you here? Rachel, are you here? Marcella, are you here? Brittany, are you here? And Colleen, are you here? Okay, Katie, and we know you're here. Okay,
I'm here.
So I'll tell you, I'm not going to interrupt again during the meeting, but we need to, at the end, Katie, try to see who else
is here. I will. Yeah, I'm
going to
send a text real quick, too.
Okay. And I know that y'all are enjoying your power of positive thinking, and you're probably doing what I suggested that you do because it's so easy. And I almost can say some of them by heart, but I'm loving the how to have constant energy. You know, we all get in that background, don't we? And that's the one I'm on now over and over. So I have three more days of it. But it's great, and I'm just repeating to you that I encourage everybody to read it over and over again after that. You've read through it once, and then see how much more you pick up that you didn't catch the first time by reading it over and over again. Okay, and today we're talking about short-term goal setting and persistence. And, you know, I just love goal setting, so I'm just probably going to babble on. But it's the most important thing that we do. And you're on track because you're here to be successful and getting where you want to go with your business. But we've got to break it down to where we can get and feel the successes along the way. Too many times we expect too much of ourselves and everything else. You know, people open a store all the time with a lot of expenses, and they still don't make a profit for a year, 2 years, 3 years, four. We can make a profit from the very beginning. So we've got to be excited about the little successes that we have. I will share with y'all that my first class was a $7 class. So I'm still here, you see. I mean, I made it all the way through. So don't let little things get you down because that's going to happen. Don't let postponements get you down. That's going to happen. We're going to talk in detail about that in a minute because I think that that's the biggest thing that stops people from their success, okay? So I know that you're aware of the fact that directly proportional to your efforts, you have to have the put forth. I'm sorry. I got that all backwards. But anyway, my mind's gone. All right. Now we're ready to shift into second gear and climb, climb, climb. We're going to climb to the top. And, you know, the only way you can get to the top is by taking one step at a time. I have never seen any elevators to the top. So let's make sure that we're taking each step that we need to be taking, and we'll feel the growth and success, okay? So talk about courage and perseverance. And Nancy, you're increasing your courage right now with holding that first class. So everybody is aware that not every appointment is going to hold, right? And we're going to make sure that we are not letting that get us down. We have good days, and we have days that aren't as we expected them to be. But you know what I used to say when somebody would postpone or maybe even not be there when I got there? I would just say, well, that wasn't what I was expecting. You don't expect the worst, but you accept that. And I would say, she's not going to determine my success in Mary Kay. She's not going to be in charge of that. I am, and I'm not going to let that get me down. So you got to be sure that you are doing those, doing two things I'm going to share with y'all, okay? We don't succeed or fail in a task or in a class. We perform that succeeds or fails, okay? So don't take blame for it yourself. And the next thing is, the factor that determines your success or failure is the amount of courage and perseverance that we put forth, okay? So remember, and Nancy is practicing for a class to help build her courage. And that's what we all have to do with whatever task we're doing in our business. We can't let that fear get us down, okay? But remember, you're not a failure. So say that to yourself, I'm not a failure. Get rid of your hang-ups about being a failure. Get it off your shoulder and get ready to go to the top. Because with courage and perseverance, you will be on your way to the top. I have a little poem I'm going to share with you. And it tells a lot about you. So you'll answer these questions when we go down in your own mind to yourself, okay? And I'll tell you at the end, which is the success, of course. When faced with disappointments, difficulty, or trouble, now we're all faced with those, so don't say I don't have any. So when faced with those disappointments, do you faint or fight? Do you worry or work? Do you drift or drive? Do you talk or plan? Do you quit or quicken? Do you wait or wade in anyway? Do you dictate or direct? Do you hope or hustle? Do you delay or decide? Or do you just make excuses? Now we're going to chat just a minute about those. Do you faint or fight? Whatever the problem is, do you fight in getting over it? Or do you make it a crisis? Do you worry or work? Worry never gets anybody anywhere. Work does. Do you drift or drive? Is that just, do you wander off in another world? Do you let somebody take control of where you're going and what you're doing? Or do you get in the driver's seat and just go forward? Do you talk or plan? Oh, my goodness. That's part of what we're doing today is planning, right? And just, do you know of people that just always talk, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to be this, they're going to be that, so forth and so on? Or do they plan to make it a success or just talk about it? Do they quit or quicken? Too many people take the wrong step. Now, I can tell you which one that, but you know which one that is. Never, ever quit. And do you wait or wait in? Never hesitate. just take the, if you can't go as fast as you're going, then take smaller steps. But don't quit. On the waiting on it. Okay. And the same thing. Don't wait. Don't put it off because, well, this is coming and that's coming and that's coming. Just wait on in. Get it done. Do you hope or hustle? Hope is not going to do it for you. You've got to put the effort into it, so you've got to hustle. Do you delay or decide? You've got to make the decision. And the bottom one is don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Excuses have never gotten anybody anywhere. Okay. People with courage who exercise perseverance don't make excuses. And a wishbone won't get you as far as a backbone. So work will win when wishing won't. Say that to yourself over and over again. Say it 5 times a day. Work will win when wishing won't. 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 And watch yourself. Look and see what you're doing. You'll be doing something to get you where you want to go. We're going to get a plan for those postponements. We already talked about that. I mean, plan 50% of them to postpone. I remember when I got in, I set a goal for one class a week because I had a full-time job. I had 3 children. I, you know, was busy, busy. And I still plan to do at least one class a week. And I went to a class, and they were talking about a postponement. And so we studied what we were going to do when we had a postponement, okay? People get sick. People change their plans, so forth and so on. So it's our business. Don't let it stop us. What we have to do is we have to plan for the postponements, but not who's going to postpone, but there might be some postponements. You don't look at a class and say, I'll bet she's not going to hold. Never, never, ever prejudge. But know that things happen to some people. And so when there are those postponements, and there's a rate sometimes of 50%, it depends on the season. And so forth. But we're going to book the classes that we need to book, overbook, to have the classes that we want and that we're working on to get our goal. So if you want to do one class, like we talked about, then you must book at least 3 because there's a 50-50 chance, okay? So book at least 3 if you want 1, but you need to be holding at least 3 classes a week. So if you're doing 3 classes, wanting to do 3 classes to get your goal, then you have to book 5 or 6. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. You know it's a possible no-show, but don't expect it from anybody in particular. Okay. Then we need to coach the hostesses. What does that mean? Tell her what you're going to do at the class? Not necessarily. You want to keep her excited and keep her informed so that she knows what she needs to do to be a good hostess and to have a good class. Because it's good for her to have a good class, right? She's going to get product or she's going to have the hostess contest, whatever you're doing for the hostess contest. Okay? Okay. And also you want to, you know, share what you're going to do, hold your refreshments till the end and things like that. But make sure that you let her know. I used to say, I'm just like the postman. I'll be there rain or shine. But if something happens and you can't hold the class, then I won't be working that day. So please let me know if something happens as soon as possible. But I hope that I know you will try to hold that class. They got to know that this is your business. Not, well, okay, that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. That's okay. No, it's not okay eventually. you got to hold classes, so you need to let the hostess know. Have her be informed, okay? So that's called double booking when you do your bookings, I'm sorry. But coaching is so important. And getting your bookings from the classes is so important. So be sure that you're letting her know it's going to benefit her by having bookings from her class too, okay? Let's see. Also that if you have more classes hold than you want to have hold, or that you're planning on holding, or that you can hold for some reason at different times, then that's the benefit of having your business associates, your recruits, because then you can book the classes and they can go hold them because they didn't have something booked to help them keep their business rolling, okay? And they can do the same thing as they had, and they have the recruits to go along with it. Okay. That's called dovetailing. I love dovetailing when we were doing it. And I heard somebody say, well, you know, I hate to give away my customers. You're not giving away your customers. They weren't your customers yet. So don't be afraid to dovetail. Make it a benefit. I had a friend that did overbook because that was extra money to her. And she couldn't hold as many classes because of personal things. She couldn't hold as many classes. So she double booked it, more than double booked a lot of times, times she knew she couldn't hold, and had people that knew that she would be looking for somebody to hold their class. Right? Okay. I know y'all know about dovetail. Some people don't think about dovetail, but that's real important. Okay. Now, there are lessons to be learned in this, the discussion of bookings and coaching. Okay? So exercise persistence, perseverance, and courage, and go over, under, around, and through to achieve the success of what you're working on. It is an attitude. Remember, attitude makes a difference. And you read that in our book that we're reading. It makes a big difference. What you think, you bring about. Okay? And I've proved that in 5 different ways because I started out thinking somebody wasn't going to hold, and sure, I should have held. That doesn't mean I was right. That means I didn't help it hold by not doing what I needed because I had that attitude. Okay? So, choose to have at least 3 selling appointments a week and do what you need to do, and that will assure your success rather than accepting whatever happens. Okay, now why short-term goals are important is because they deliver the quality of courage, persistence, and perseverance. The mind can only absorb what the seat can endure. Y'all have heard that before. And we can only persist as far as we can see. And we're reading that in our book also, right? So we've got to have short-term goals. Our long-term goals give us the short-term goals, but if we don't know what they are, we can't see 365 days for a seminar goal. We can only see short periods of time, what we can do, when we can do it. So we've got to break them down into quarterly goals. Your quarter goal should always be a goal, a short-term goal. What prize is it you're working for? What level is it you're working for? What if you're working for a Queen's Quarter of Sales, then you have a goal in that quarter, right? Okay. And then getting to the quarter, you can see the end of the month as you're working. And as you're working, you see the week. And it gets easier and easier by doing the short-term goals, planning those short-term goals, and taking every step that it needs to take, one step at a time. Okay? So keep on track with your long-term goal while always affirming your success. You'll always affirm your success because you are doing what you need to be doing. Okay. Now, I've got a new tool that's going to help you. Katie, have you sent this out?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I'm sending it out as soon as we get done with this call.
Okay, very good. Well, the tool is called My Roadmap to Success. And this helps to help you with your daily activities. If you don't stay on the road, you'll have a lot of bumps and the ride will take longer. So use the roadmap to success and stay on the road. Okay? This will help you see where you're going, just like we were talking about. The roadmap is easier to use on a daily and weekly basis. So keep track. Okay. I'm going to recommend some weekly tasks for you. Okay? And it will be every phone call, every contact that you're making for your yearly goal. So be sure and keep up with your contacts that you're making, okay? That it takes contacts over and over and over again, calls to make to get where you want to go in Mary Kay. This is a telephone business. Okay, for the first call, the first one is the phone calls that we're making are calls for reorders, calls for bookings, calls for meeting invitations, that's bringing a guest, calls for profiling before your classes, calls for coaching, calls for following up on people that you've contacted before, and it does not include any messages that you leave or any no answers that you get. Do not count those, okay? And so the goal for this week in your phone calls, in all those phone calls, is 20 to 50 goals. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a little trick that I had to keep up with this, and that is I made an index card for everybody I was calling, and I had an index box that it had the 12 months in the box, and then in August, I would have probably 3 days left, 2 days left. Anyway, and then all the rest of the cards would be in September. And I would just pull them out under the day, put them under the day I was supposed to call them back. Or if I called them yesterday and they said, call me back next week, I put it next week. And so forth and so on. That was for bookings and invitations, so forth. But always I kept those cards moving, okay? And so if I called them yesterday and they didn't answer, I put them in tomorrow's card, so I could keep up with the people I was calling. It had their name on it. It had their phone numbers on it. It had whatever information I thought I needed, maybe their address or whatever, but including their work number. Don't fail to call people at work. They get work calls, and they make calls at work. They just can't talk long, okay? So don't let that be an excuse. But please keep up with this. This will be your goldmine. If people tell me I'm going to need some so-and-so in a month, I put their card behind that month. Okay? So those are some tricks with keeping up with that. With your selling appointments and reorders, that you should be, your goal should be $300 to $400 a week. Now, that's for reaching any goal in Mary Kay. You'll be a star every quarter, right? Right. I know you're saying right. Okay.
Right.
You'll be taking reorders and not forgetting your customers that you earned the customers by giving them the facial or class to start with. So don't lose them by not servicing them. The next call you're making is the booking attempts. Booking attempts for classes. So each week you may have to make more than this, but 15 to 20 calls. That's why you need to keep up with those cards you're using, right? You write on it with the date you called them and what you're calling them for. Is it a reorder? Is it telling them about the product? They came to a meet, interview, They came to a meeting. They saw it. Call them back. Keep calling them back. Now may not be the best time, but don't lose them to somebody else because you didn't keep up with them. Okay? Selling appointments. You have to be booked ahead of time. Remember that. So keep on your bookings. And you want to have at least 3 guests at your classes. Always have classes. It just saves you time. If you're having individual facials, you're working 3 times as hard as you should be. Have 3 people there. Offer them a prize for getting at least 3 people. So be sure and have this week your goal for selling appointments is 7 to 10 booked. Our invitations for guests, prospective business associates that will attend your weekly meetings. Don't fail to bring guests. I say everybody that buys the skincare should be a guest. Should come to your meeting. If the week that they had their class or the week that they came to a class should be the week you invite them. At the end of the class, I always say, and there's one more thing I'd like to share. I'd like to show you off at my meeting. Could you be my guest this week? If not, keep inviting her. Okay? And you should have at least 5 to 10 calls getting guests to the meeting. Okay? That doesn't mean don't interview them otherwise, but this is by inviting them to the meeting. A lot of times after you've interviewed them, then they will come to a meeting just to see what it's all about. The last thing, of course, is the team building prospects. You should have at least 1, maybe 2, prospects from every class you hold. So you want to make sure you are talking to 3 to 5 people. 3 to 5 people. If you're having 3 classes, that's 1 person that you selected from the class. But you're going to talk to or invite the ones that are using your skincare. Now remember, 50% postponements. It's not you. It's an average. So don't fail to double book at all of your attempts. Now, you're going to get a plan that we're going to keep up with these numbers, okay? And it's called, what is it? My Roadmap to Success. And it tells you what to put in your boxes for the days that you're working, okay? Now, our assignments. I know that y'all are sending assignments in to Katie and keeping up with what you're doing. So what we're going to do this week is, we're going to do warm chatter booking or calling the people that we put on the list last week. We're going to call 5 people this guest week, 5 people to book a class, warm chatter booking or calling your list. Okay. Number 2, hold 3 selling appointments and 2 team building interviews this week. Now, the selling appointments, I know that you know how to get your bookings. That's what we're going to do this week, is the names of the 3 people that are booked for our selling appointments. And 2 team building interviews at least. I hope you've been bringing people to your class, and Katie is setting up interviews for y'all to her to do interviews for you so that you'll be able to do your interviews. Mary Kay said there's no reason for waiting if you can interview them now. But if you're waiting for Katie to do your interview, then you're going to be waiting, right? I mean, she's going to do them at the meetings, and she's going to do them the day she sets to do interviews, how she sets her interviews. So be sure that you get ready for that. Okay. Make your all-out effort to do at least $400 in sales a week. $400 in sales gives you $200 in sales. Selling profits, $200 in profit. So let's work on that. That's going to be putting money in your pocket that you need. All right. Katie?
Yes.
Are you here? Do you have something you want to share?
I do. Well, first, you wanted to share the Do It Now, so I wanted to remind you
of
that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, do not postpone. Do not postpone doing anything that you need to do in your business. Don't put it off. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Mary Kay used to, at every speech she had, anything I went to, and I saw Mary Kay a lot. I saw her 20-something years before she died. So, learned from her. She said, didn't even say do it now. She said, D-I-N, do it now. Then. So you'll remember the then, and what then means. Do it now. I had a sign on my computer that said, just do it. And that meant do it now. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, the key is not to procrastinate. I know, you know, we said postponements when it will come, but when you procrastinate doing stuff in your business, what happens is you're just putting off the inevitable. And what all the research shows and all the bigwigs that teach on time management and, just focus in your thinking, they always state to do whatever you're dreading to do the most first thing. Start out with that. Don't wait and end with that for the day. So, you know, if it's phone calls you're dreading, start out with those. Make that first on your to-do list, and don't do the fun stuff until that list is done. Because what happens is, of course, it's natural, you know, it's just totally human to want to do the fun stuff first, because then it's fun and, you know, you're having a good time. And that's all great, but that's not really productive in a lot of ways, because the fun stuff, you know, the fun stuff for me is on the computer, so that doesn't mean I'm in front of people. So that's the key, is don't procrastinate when you have something you know you need to do in your business. Get it done, and let me tell you, you will feel so much better when you do get it done, because just the relief and the overall feeling of accomplishment that you will receive will be unbelievable. So I want to close today with a poem, and it's called The Challenge, and it really hit home to me when I was reading through a lot of the things that I have for, you know, just different thoughts to follow for the week. And it says, blessed is the one indeed who in this life can find a purpose to fill days and goals to fill the mind. The world is filled with little women, content with where they are, not knowing joy success can bring, nor will to go that far. Oh, my gosh. Yet in this world, there is a need for some to lead the rest, to rise above the average life by giving of their best. Would you be one who dares to try when challenged by the task, to rise to heights you've never seen, or is that too much to ask? This is your day, a world to win, great purpose to achieve. Accept the challenges of your goals and in yourself believe. You will be proud of what you've done when at the close of day you look back on your battles won, content you came this way. So this week, be a part of the Den Club. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Just imagine Mary Kay on your shoulder saying, Den, just do it now. Why are you waiting? And you will feel so much better about yourself when the tasks are accomplished and the day is done. You can put your head on the pillow at night knowing the task is done. So you guys have a great week, and I look forward to hearing your successes and along the way for the week. Have a great one.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.